Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about menus and, well, going out to lunch. You go out to lunch, dinner, supper, whatever you want to call it. You go out to eat, and in many restaurants, you have pre-grouped selections. You order a steak dinner, it automatically comes with potato or broccoli or carrots or whatever the dining facility thinks goes best with that type of steak. You know, order number 5. And they usually have fancy names for various things. Well, of course, we have people called foodies. People that are real into foods and how different combinations fit together. So you go down the menu and you see, steak, whatever, with this, that, and the other thing. And on a totally different menu, quite often on a different menu, but sometimes on just the back page, is the various drink selections. Well, in the main menu, when you ordering the steak or the chicken or the pork or whatever, that's where the drink selection should be, or at least suggestions of the drink selections. Like, if you're ordering a steak with hollandaise sauce, no idea if that's a thing, but let's say it is, a foodie will say, oh, this type of wine goes best with that. You know, you don't want a red, you don't want a white, you want a blush, or you want a deep red, or this type of beer goes best with it. You want the dark beer, not the light beer, or vice versa, or this bitter beer, or this very sweet hopsy beer. There's so many different varieties out there. Well, when you're ordering, and you're not a normal, regular patron of this type of restaurant, you have your own favorite beer. But your favorite beer may not be the best pairing with that particular type of meal. So with the meal, there should be a suggested wine, a suggested beer, or a suggested non-alcoholic beverage. Water might be the best thing with that type of meal, or Pepsi, or a clear Sprite, or etc. So getting a restaurant to change their menu so it reflects the correct drinks with the correct meals would be an endeavor. Getting them to actually change, but part of a restaurant's, and a big part of a restaurant's income is from their alcohol sales. And if you put the alcohol with the meals as, oh, this should be this or should be that, you know, a Bloody Mary goes best with this meal, you will probably increase the alcohol sales because the people see it as they're ordering their meal instead of having to flip from one menu to another to while ordering to decide what to drink. You've got it right there with the meal. So as the people go down, look at the meal, say, oh, I want this. And you're going to have some people change up the meal, like if they're not real sure if they want the chicken or the pork, and they see the drink selection, oh, I like this drink, so I'm going to order that type of meal. So you're going to have a little bit of changing up of selections. That type of additional service to the customer so they don't have to make all those decisions. Because one of the things Americans hate doing is making selections, is making decisions. You can't have people make their own decisions. They're terrible at it. You have experts, foodies, make the decisions, and then people, of course, can order and override. It comes with a baked potato. I'd rather have fries. Okay. It comes with broccoli. No, I'd rather have carrots. All right. People do that kind of selection all the time. And people will say, Miller Lite is suggested. Well, I don't want Miller Lite. I want a Löwenbräu. Okay. They're going to do that too. But there's a significant number of people, and I would say a majority, will simply take what is offered and go with it straight down the line. That's my suggestion for today. If you know someone that has a restaurant or you have influence at a restaurant, think about it. Maybe get a selection of menus printed up. And let's say half of the restaurant gets the new menus, half the old menus, and compare and see if you indeed do make more money with the menu suggestions, with the drinks added to the meals. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.